Cool weather is coming, and you're going to want that bubble cuddle blanket from Cozy Earth. It's super soft and heavy and oh so warm. Just go to tjriggins.com/deals and save 41% when you use the code TJ. It's Cozy Earth with the bubble cuddle blanket.
The regular recommended daily dose of funny is just not enough. Thankfully, we have extra funny with TJ and Riggins.
Lindsay is not with us today for extra funny because she had to go with her 3-year-old and her husband to the 3-year-old's little, I don't know what you call it. It's not preschool or anything. So I guess it is a preschool. One of the things that she was so worried about, cause it's a private school that, that her daughter went to as well. And, her son is not, he hasn't mastered the whole, taking a dump thing in the toilet. And most of these places, whether they're fancy or not, they don't want, 3-year-old in that class that can't use the bathroom in the toilet.
Yeah. Which seems normal.
So she's freaking out because he's almost there, but he's still pooping his pants, and she's worried that they're going to say he can't come back until he learns not to poop his pants. And then I said before she left, I said, he's going to get there, and while you're meeting the teacher and doing the little orientation thing, he's going to take a huge dump in his pants. I pray that he doesn't or whatever. But if he did, she would be trying to come up with some kind of excuse.
Yeah.
She'd probably go, Kyle, you shit your pants. So we got a virus in the house.
She is crafty like that. She would figure out a way around the situation.
It's just a virus. I mean, his dad pooped himself. Didn't you, Kyle? Didn't you? Aren't you doing it right now, Kyle?
We're all pooping.
No. Yes.
Ay, ay, ay. And there's security deposits, all those fees that she's paying that you don't get back. Yeah. That you don't get back if the kid can't get into the school because he's pooping his pants.
No, but I mean, how much longer is it going to take though? That's the thing. You never know.
Yeah.
Sometimes boys will, I think girls do it too, but it's mostly boys have a hard time with the pooping part of potty training, more so than girls. And he may be in a position where he just, is stuck for a while and they're not going to let him in the school.
Yeah, I think so. And she's, she said this was at the beginning of the summer. She was like, well, this summer we're working on potty training him so he'll be ready, when it's time for the start of school. And now we're at the day of, and she's been unusually quiet about the subject in the last 2 weeks or so. So I think, I don't know, any progress has been made.
Yeah. And a lot of times it's when the little boys are above average intelligence, because they know that they're supposed to go to the toilet, but they are also stubborn and can be, more defiant because they're intelligent, I don't want to do that. Mm-hmm. And I mean, I don't have to stop playing. I can just poop in my pants. Mom cleans it up, and I just keep going.
Yeah.
That's why I said she needed to mock him.
Well, that was one suggestion you offered.
Somebody freaked out about that. But mock him as in telling him, hey, your friends are all, they're obviously bigger than you. You're a baby. You're acting like a baby. None of your friends, want to hang out with somebody who's going to poop in their pants and that sort of thing.
Didn't you say use Delilah in that little scheme as well? Like have her say, what are you, a baby? Like, why are you doing this? No. You're supposed to be a big boy.
No, she said that she tries not to do that very much because Delilah does it anyway. Delilah's the one telling him that stuff.
Oh, okay.
And so she doesn't want to just pile on. I'm like, okay, well, look where that's gotten you.
Yeah.
You're shitting like a horse.
That's what
he probably doesn't even stay. He just keeps walking like a horse does when they're pooped.
Yeah, that detail about it is so weird. She's like, you know, it's like a man. When she said that, I went, oh, that's different.
Yeah, because he's eating the same food that they eat every day.
At three, yeah, I guess so.
Yeah. And that is one thing about her kids. They eat well, meaning that they eat regular food. They're not picky and, you know, have to have chicken nuggets and fries and that sort of thing. I mean, they eat what adults eat.
Yeah.
Well, they were eating, that event we had that night at the restaurant, the bar restaurant place, they were eating, and they ordered it themselves off the menu. They wanted meatloaf and broccoli.
Meatloaf.
Yeah. What kids under five do you know that just want to, you know, split a big hunk of meatloaf?
I'm craving some meatloaf at five.
I could have the chicken tenders or a cheeseburger and all, but mom, I want the meatloaf.
Well, maybe that says they're not getting a home cooked meal at home. You know, they're like, we're tired of eating chicken tenders and fries. That's all we ever eat.
Kind of like somebody that just gets out of prison, goes straight to Cracker Barrel.
Yeah, right. He's like, I want mom's homemade cooking. Not my mom's homemade cooking, but somebody else's mom's homemade cooking. That's got to be stressful, though. Well, it's not stressful that her kids are healthy eaters, but stressful not having an easy option all the time, I guess. You know, where you can just throw things in the air fryer and feed them for the day. They want real food, which is good.
Yeah, we have friends who have an only child, and they're kind of well-to-do. And I remember her, I mean, she's in college now, but I remember when she was a little kid, we'd be out to eat, and she's ordering the surf and turf and asking about, you know, how fresh the lobster is, you know, that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, I would actually prefer Bernays.
That might be too real. Like you're too, yeah. You should be more of a kid. I got a nephew that's a super picky eater, and he's the only one in the family. I've always been fascinated with picky eaters, but he eats raw onions and hot sauce like multiple times a day.
Yeah. You told me about it. That makes me cringe.
I know.
Is it any type of onion, or does it have to be like a red onion, Vidalia? Does it have to be the sweet kind?
I don't think he's picky. Cause, I think it was at Thanksgiving when we ate together. Yeah, my mom was in the kitchen just like after cooking everything else. She was like, I got to slice up onions and make sure the hot sauce is on the table for him. I went, oh, onions and hot sauce? This kid is nuts. And if you're a picky eater, you expect him to be like macaroni and cheese only or something like that, not onions and hot sauce.
Yeah, I mean, kids are not just like onion fiends. That's especially raw onions.
Raw onions, yeah. It's crazy.
And how are they sliced?
She was cutting them like rings.
Okay.
And then he had them on a little plate, and then he just took, I think it was Texas Pete, and just like doused these raw onion rings and was just like hammering them at the kids' table. Like, oh my God.
Does he always smell like onions?
I didn't notice, but.
You know, because if you're eating raw onions with your hands, I mean, it's going to stick with you.
Yeah.
The smell of the onions.
That's crazy. You know who's not a picky eater that I know used to be a picky eater is your daughter, Lainey.
I know. Yeah.
She has really, I see her on Instagram posting on her story about all the things that she's out trying. I'm like, whoa. I mean, talk about doing a 180.
Yes. I mean, she would, you know, her possibilities for a meal were chicken tenders or nuggets, pizza, spaghetti, but with just butter and salt on them. On the noodles.
Sure.
And things like that. She didn't eat very many things at all.
Yeah.
And now she's out all over damn Nashville eating some of the craziest foreign stuff you could imagine.
I know. I see it all the time. I go, wow, she's changed. Mm-hmm. It's good for her though.
Yeah, it is. Of course, you know, she could probably cook better than I can now because I haven't been practicing a lot. She cooks like real meals every night, just about.
Yeah, it's pretty impressive, actually. When I watch her, you know, on social media, I'm like, wow, she's really She's taking in TJ's footsteps. But yeah, you guys kind of did the opposite. You flip-flopped. You're not making anything, and she's making everything.
Yeah, and she will still, you know, text me from time to time that she's asking about, like, how to do chicken dumplings and things like that. But when it comes to those, you know, fancy things, she's good on them.
She made bagels one time. I went, you made bagels?
Mm-hmm.
That's got to kill you as a true Southerner.
Yeah, not really. I'm a righteous Gentile, so I don't mind that. Learning how to cook the, as my brother calls them, Jewish biscuits.
Uh-huh. This is TJ Riggins Extra Funny.
Cool weather is coming, and you're going to want that bubble cuddle blanket from Cozy Earth. It's super soft and heavy and oh so warm. Just go to tjriggins.com/deals and save 41% when you use the code TJ. It's Cozy Earth with the bubble cuddle blanket.
Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion.
Let's do it.
Now, back to TJ and Riggins Extra Funny.
So Riggins told us this morning, we had no idea that he hasn't had a beer in 4 weeks.
Yeah.
He's, you're just trying to cut back, or you just think, I need to dry out a little bit, you said.
Yeah, I just realized I was drinking too much. And I just made the call. I was like, I need to take a couple weeks off here. Mm-hmm. But it's not fun. I mean, like, I don't know. All these people that are like, oh, it's amazing. I'm sleeping better. My skin is clear. I'm like, no, this is boring and it sucks. It is.
And that's what I was going to say. I mean, I haven't had a beer in 7 weeks or whatever, however long I've been on this diet. And yeah, it does. And now I'm not talking about people who get drunk constantly and they have to have alcohol to survive. I'm not talking about that. But when you really just enjoy the taste of a beer, it's not, you know, it's not as, let me put it this way. I enjoy life better when I can have a beer every now and then. And I only drink on Saturdays, but a lot of times I would drink a lot of beer on Saturdays.
Sure.
I enjoy life more when I can have a beer or two here or there.
Yeah. Cause it's not like you're 21 and you're at a house party with like a $5 cup for a keg and you're trying to get like as blasted as you can.
Mm-hmm.
It's just sort of an experience of having a beer on a warm day. It's nice.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. And it was really, you know, when I was normally drinking beer while making dinner or something, now I'm just like kind of putzing around the kitchen. Not having anything, I'm like, oh, I don't have a beer. This sucks.
Yeah. Imagine not being able to eat anything that is a prepared from the store snack or anything.
Yeah.
You know, because I can't on this stage of this program. So I'll go just, you know, as a habit, you just go open the refrigerator and see what's in there. Hey, what is anything in here I can grab? And, what I always did when I was like that was I can always just go get peanut butter.
Yeah.
I can throw some peanut butter on a carb light tortilla and eat that and just a little snack and be on my way.
Sure.
I will eat that for lunch sometimes, but not now. Now it has to be something either that the clinic has given me, like protein shakes, or they have these other food products like soups and oatmeals and pancakes and things like that. I either have to whip those up or just eat leftovers from the night before, you know, the meat and the vegetables.
Yeah.
But nothing that you just go to the store and get and then open it and eat it.
Right.
Not even any of that Bobby stuff, that Bobby Parrish, you know, Bobby approved organic, you know, not even that.
Is there a focus on like not like processed foods or anything like that?
No, it's mainly right now. It's mainly the carbs and sugar and things like that. And then you want to eat, if you're eating real food, make sure that it's lean beef or chicken and stuff like that. So It's just like, I mean, it's not just like, because there's a method to it of eating this at this time and this at that time, because it's transforming the inside of your body to start burning fat till you get to a point where it's burning the residual fat and your body's producing the GLP-1 hormone.
Yeah.
And then once you get there, then you work back in a normal eating, you know, regimen of, I can have a real breakfast and I can have a real lunch and, you know, I know what to eat and all of that. but it's going to take a while for me to get to that point.
Yeah. Now, originally, Jody, your wife, was preparing the meals before you took off for your night job. Is she still making the majority of the meals?
Yeah. Yeah. Make for dinner. So I eat. Here's the way it is. They give you all these products. Like I was just saying, they're oatmeal and soups and there's a strawberry pudding that's a protein pudding, and there's a Jell-O like product that they have that has protein in it. And I got to be honest, the Jell-O thing tastes exactly like the real thing. I mean, it's really good. Yeah. So I could sit down for lunch. So for breakfast, it's two of their products. For lunch, it's two of their products along with vegetables. And each meal has a fat with it, like a tablespoon of butter or olive oil or cream in your coffee. Mm. And it's supposed to, you know, the fat helps keep your appetite at bay.
Sure.
But then for dinner, you're on your own with a lean meat and vegetables and a fat.
Okay.
I can eat a grilled chicken salad with a tablespoon of ranch, and that's all of it in one. The okay. vegetables, the meat, and the fat all together.
So lean meat, you're mostly eating steak and chicken, I would imagine?
Yeah, but obviously I prefer steak to chicken. So yeah. I guess Sunday I cooked two big flank steaks on the Blackstone. Mm-hmm. And they were really good. And then cause Aiden, our son, comes over on Sundays now to hang out with us a little while and eat, guess it would be Leonard when we eat. And, then Jody does what your mom does and she gives him food to take home with him.
Yeah. It's awesome.
I'm like, hey, we got two of those flank steaks for me to eat.
Oh yeah. Right. Yeah. Not that food.
Yeah.
Don't give away that stuff. We need that.
Nah, I don't mind. But I did get a little bit of what your dad feels like when your mom's just cleaning out the cabinets and the refrigerator, sending you home with everything they've got.
Yeah. I mean, when he watches that rigatoni with Italian sausage and yeah. walk out the door, he's dying. I'm sure of it. I was going to have that for lunch tomorrow. Yeah. She loads me up with all the leftovers and stuff like that. But yeah, that's cool. That's why you go home though. And moms like doing it. My mom yeah. really likes, I don't know. It just makes her feel like a mom again, I guess.
Mm-hmm. And I'm cool with it. If I cooked it and he likes it, I'm like,
yeah,
take it on.
Sure.
But throughout the day, most of the time, I'm just like, all right, I got to eat something. It's not like I'm sitting around going, God, I hate this stuff. Yeah. I just keep moving and don't think about it. But on the, you know, during the social times when, you know, we're sitting at sports bars and all of that, and, you know, I can't have a beer and I can't have a cheeseburger and
Yeah, that's the part.
Fried corn in forever. Yeah. Corn nuggets.
Yeah, well, yeah. You might never eat another corn nugget again. See, I don't know that I could do that. Sitting in a bar and I can't have a beer and I can't eat, that would be really, really difficult for me.
Yeah. It is. It's hard, but I mean, what are my choices? Just to sit in the house all the time? That's like when I quit smoking, I made sure to stay in the same routine. So people that I would stand outside at work with and smoke, I would still go out there while they were smoking because I didn't want to be so withdrawn from it that if I was, you know, tempted, I would do it, you know, so I got used to being around people smoking, and that way it doesn't affect me to see it, you know, or for somebody to fire up a cigarette.
You wouldn't be so triggered.
Yeah. Yeah. Although if it weren't bad for you and didn't make you stink, I'd be smoking like crazy.
Yeah, I would too. I miss them. I miss them terribly.
I mean, I just loved it.
Man, ripping a dart, cup of coffee, nothing better.
except ripping a dart with a cold beer.
Yeah, I mean, that's also clutch. I mean,
I'd put those on the same level, though. Or driving a good distance at night.
I was going to say at night is important. Yeah. There's something about smoking a cigarette with the window down at night that is just heavenly.
Mm-hmm. Because in the day it's too hot.
Yeah.
Most of the time.
Should we start smoking again?
I think I'm about to talk myself into it.
Yeah. I think I have too.
I'm sure they've made medical advancements.
Come on.
In all this time and in the 25 years it's been since I quit.
Yeah. Oh, and what were you smoking? You were smoking Marlboro Lights?
Yeah.
Yeah, me too.
Mm-hmm. You know, because I'm not trashy. Yeah,
right. Not a dirtbag.
That's always funny when you're a smoker, but then you see somebody else smoking a kind of cigarette brand that you think is just, ugh.
You're nasty.
Marlboro Reds. Oh, my God. Winston. You smoke Winston's?
Yeah. Ugh. it's true though.
You're trash. I always looked at, and this is so bad. I always judged whether or not a cigarette looked good or looked like it was a trashier cigarette. If it was trashier to me, if it had a brown filter.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. That was certainly part of it. And I remember the Camel Lights. I would sometimes go over to a Camel Light because they'd offer coupons or something. Those had a brown filter, and you felt inherently more trashy with a brown filter on it.
Now, what were all the little white specks in the brown filter?
I don't know. Yeah. I know what you're talking about. I don't know. It was the look though. I mean, that was like those little white specks on. You know what's crazy? I saw a picture on the internet the other day of a guy. He was driving a van and he had all his empty cigarette boxes up on the dashboard, and there was dozens of them, like behind the steering wheel, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And you saw a bunch of Marlboro Reds, but then there was a Marlboro Pink, and people were like, "What? Which ones are those?" And somebody pointed out, "No, those have just been sitting up on the dashboard so long that red has faded to pink." And he just had boxes all over. I mean, it was crazy.
Is it because he's waiting to cut the miles off of them or something?
Maybe
they still do the miles, you know. Rewards thing?
Maybe like Pepsi points or Marlboro, you know, I don't know.
I mean, you're looking at that all day, every day. You say, I got to do. It's kind of like when I get too many things on my home screen.
Yeah.
You know, and I got to get rid of them.
Yeah.
On the desktop.
Mm-hmm. Same thing. He's just driving around with those, you know.
All right. Well, I'm about to go get me a pack of cigarettes.
I'm with you, brother.
Can I borrow $50? Isn't that what they are now?
I think so, about 50.
It's Extra Funny with TJ and Riggins. What is new radio? New radio is community. In Ace's memory, we're doing more than ever. Go to tjriggins.com/ace to learn about what we're doing and how you can help. Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
Cool weather is coming, and you're going to want that bubble cuddle blanket from Cozy Earth. It's super soft and heavy and oh so warm. Just go to tjriggins.com/deals and save 41% when you use the code TJ. It's Cozy Earth with the bubble cuddle blanket.